Hello and welcome to our new listeners, and welcome back to those of you that have been with us along for the ride of this podcast journey of sugar and spice. Today we are going to talk about our vacations. Our favorite vacation spots. Everybody's got a favorite vacation spot, and you got to talk about why it's your favorite vacation spot. What made us go there, why we had such a great time, and would we go back?
Yeah. Okay.
So my favorite vacation, since my husband and I have been married and we've done vacations together, was Hawaii one year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been three times, and we were in Kihei, and we rented a condo on the second floor, I do believe. Usually we get a ground floor, but you know, we decided this time we'll go to the second floor. We'll climb stairs. And it was not right on the water, but I'd say, I don't know, 100, 200 feet from the water. I don't math well, so. But we had to go across this great big lawn, and then it was the beach and ocean. And it wasn't a very busy beach at either. Yeah. So yeah, we just really had a great time on that holiday. And we always like to, sometimes we like the all-inclusive resorts, but sometimes we just like to get a condo, because we like to go shopping for some our own food, and we like to, you know, just stay in and cook our own food and then go down to the beach, especially the mornings. And you're like this too, yes. Where we like to
hang out.
Yeah, yes. I don't want to get dressed and have to go out for breakfast early in the morning,
because I'm your makeup on.
Put my face on. I just want to get out of bed and make coffee and sit out on a lanai and whatever and enjoy my morning. And then when I'm hungry, we make breakfast. And then we get ready for the day. And yeah. Some people will say, well, you know, that day's half over. It's noon, but my day starts at noon.
Well, we wouldn't do so well on tours.
No, God, no. I'd never do a tour.
We are so much alike that way, because, you know, the tour buses that you have to be there at 7 in the morning, and you got to be stopped here and stopped there.
Yeah.
It's like routine, like it's a grilled.
Yes,
routine,
it is.
However.
Yeah, and you got to follow along what everybody else is doing.
I don't do well with those at all,
because no.
I like my morning snooze, like, you know, sleep in. Even if I don't sleep half the night, like at least I know in the morning I can relax a little bit.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm definitely the same way. I've been to Hawaii as well.
Yes, you have.
9 years ago, my daughter was married in, trying to remember the name. It was the Big Island.
Anyway. It was the Big Island.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember all those words. You started with a K.
Not only math, you don't navigate.
it was a K.
It was a K.
Kiosk. Yeah. No. But yes, it was a little chillier. It was January, end of January. It was a little windy. I thought we had an outside wedding. And I like a lot of heat.
Yes.
So it wasn't as hot then for me, for my taste, but it was really beautiful. It was wonderful. I do remember they evacuated the beach, the beach that we were on.
Oh, really?
It had black sand. Like it was the volcanic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I recall I was playing with my granddaughters on the beach there, and they were, the horn went off and we had to get off the beach.
Was there a tsunami?
Yeah, there was some high tides
coming. Oh, high tides.
Yeah, so
okay.
We had to get the hell out of here.
Get out of there, because there's big waves in Hawaii.
Yeah, so we did. But yeah, Japan for my son's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So many years ago already, man.
Yeah.
Why do kids get older? Like, I'm the same. We don't get older.
No, we don't. No, because we're a kid at heart.
So Japan was in August. For their wedding, and it was a tradition. Well, no, she wanted more like a Western wedding.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The white dress and but it was so hot and muggy.
No,
it was like a big wet blanket. Every time you walked out the doors, it was like,
and your hair went.
It was all but what a great experience, but really busy.
Yeah,
McDonald's was out there too. Yeah,
oh, I
moved into Japan.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, but it was a great experience for sure.
Right.
And
you've been to different parts of Mexico.
I was just going to say, though, about Japan.
Oh.
You know how much I like my boots and my shoes?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They had the best shoes.
Oh, really?
Up there. High heels.
Like, oh, they would. Yes.
Little tiny feet.
Yes. And you have little tiny feet too.
Yes. I didn't bring very many home. Anyway.
And you're a little white French girl.
But yes, Mexico.
Yes.
Is another place.
Yeah. You've had different places and you've always been with your husband on those trips, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And we went to Mexico together.
Yes. That was fun.
Yeah.
Rocky Point. We wrote a song. Can get this. There's a place called Rocky Point. What? About 4 hours?
South of Arizona border. Yeah.
So we went, we rented a condo together, mm-hmm. you and your husband, mine and my husband. And the name of the place is called Rocky Point. So what do we do on the drive there? We write the song. Rocky Point.
Yeah.
If you heard of Rocky Top.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're a country fan.
So we did like a parody.
We did a parody.
Parodies and parados.
Good old Rocky Point. Rocky Point.
Mexico. Yes.
It's coming back to me.
Yeah. We haven't sang it forever. Yes. That's right.
So yeah, Mexico.
Yeah. We did that. And then when we went back to Arizona at the resort we were staying at, we went and sang it for everybody there.
Everybody
to hear it. But yeah, we wrote it on the way there in the back seat. The boys are in the front seat and we were in the back and writing this song. Yeah. So and it was 2 or 3 days we were there.
Yes. And I mean, we did stop at a tequila tasting.
Yeah. Just going to say yes. Man. Yeah. So that was, So we got some tequila cream to put in our coffee. I think we drank all that. And then we bought a couple of big bottles.
Yes.
Yes. I think I don't have the biggest one that we bought. Yeah. But we bought tequila and drank all that. And then we went, it was too funny because we went down to a restaurant. The dock was over the water. And there was us four people. And then for the longest time, it was just us. And then, I don't know, half an hour later, another two couples sat down, but they sat down like six tables away from us. So we went over and talked to them afterwards, and they heard us telling our waiter that we were from Canada. And they were like, we're from Canada too. So we go over and talk to them, and lo and behold, they're from Alberta. And actually, world. I think one of them was your relative. Yeah. And knew of me as well because they were kind of my relative too.
Stalking us, like, geez, what the hell?
Yeah, so we chatted with them for a while, going away in Mexico just to run into people back from Alberta.
Yeah.
And then we went to this other place, Wrecked on the Beach.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
That was so fun. Oh, there was a shot there, remember?
Was it on the menu?
Yes, it was on the menu. I got a picture of it. Sugar and spice shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they were big shots too. Like, so we got a little wrecked on the beach. And then, of course, the jewelry guy comes around, right? And so now
they liquor you up and then they try to sell you jewelry. Yeah.
And of course, we're hitting the men going, give us some money. I want to buy this. And so I think I bought a bracelet. I think you bought a ring. I can't remember if you did or not.
Can't remember.
You're too wrecked on the beach.
Oh, no.
And we met more people there that knew Nick. Mm-hmm. Nick, they were from Alaska.
Yes.
And they knew some of your hubby's. So it's so those kind of vacations, are memorable ones, right?
I've been on ferries before, but when we went to Cozumel, we took a ferry and I'm loving it. Like I like a rocking chair. I like being in a waterbed, those kind of things. I like that, the flow and that rocking motion. And my hubby's like, nah, he's a tough guy, but he's like turning green.
Oh,
a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. So, and I'm almost asleep and I'm loving it. But yeah, we went on the ferry to Cozumel. So, and then we rented a Jeep and we cruised around on there.
Cool.
Yeah, it was lots of fun, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one place I'd like to go is Cozumel.
Nice. Yeah. And Tulum. And I like the historical sites.
Yes. Yeah.
What, Chichen Itza?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Chichen Itza. Think of chicken and nitzas. I don't know. That's just kind of the spelling.
Chicken
Itza. Chickens and nitzas.
So that is, I think Tulum was one of the places that has a lot of historical.
Like the pyramids and how they built things. And same with Chichen Itza. Like, it's just amazing. How
very cool history.
Mm-hmm.
Always intrigued me for sure.
Yeah.
Love that stuff.
Very hot though. When you're out there. Yeah. And if you, those are at the place where you kind of have to take a tour guide. So to know about things, right? But yeah, so we like our heat, but it was, I know when we went to Tulum, I think it was plus 35 degrees Celsius that day.
We went on separately together.
Yeah, separately together. We do that a lot, separately together.
Yeah, when we went, it was smoking hot. Yeah. I like heat.
Yeah.
But it was pretty warm that day.
Yeah.
And we did a walk. Like we walked all around there.
Ooh. That's the thing. You're exposed totally. You can't go into the water like when you're on the beach. You don't got that nice ocean breeze or whatever. Yeah.
Bring a wet hanky around your neck or your head. That is a secret I've learned. Mm-hmm. And one of those towels, the what they call them? They work out sometimes. The blue ones, the long in a canister.
Oh, I can't remember the call, but
it's a simple name, but I can't remember it.
Simple minds can't remember it yet.
that was really hot.
Yes, it was really hot.
I'll take hot over cold.
Oh, absolutely.
Any day.
Yes. Like we're recording this in February 2023, and we got a hell of a storm last night. After it was last Friday, it was plus 12 degrees out, and we're walking around with no coats on. 3 days later, it's minus 20 and wind and two feet of snow. Yeah.
So. I had to... my car was buried.
Yeah, it was. Literally. Yeah. So welcome to Alberta. Yes. Mm. So that's why we like to go to warm places in the wintertime. Yeah. Mm. Arizona was really fun. When my husband and I went to Arizona and we sold everything and practically put some stuff into storage, bought a 42-foot diesel motorhome and with four slide outs. And that was our house. And Gypsy here loved it. And my husband didn't mind it, but it wasn't quite. Yeah.
Well, he still had to fly back and forth.
Yeah.
To work,
he did. But even like being in small square footage, small quarters. Yeah. When you can't go outside, it gets really small, really fast. Yeah. So,
but you experienced it.
We got
to try it out.
We got to stay in Arizona for 6 months. Well, I got to stay the whole time. But anyway, that was really nice to be away from winter and be that one going on Facebook going,
you poor suckers out there.
We're it's plus 30 today. We're going hiking in the desert, blah, blah, blah. And, and your friends are saying, yeah. Right, you asshole. So,
but that's the thing about Arizona, Mesa, where we were at. It was, the temperature is like a dry heat.
Yes.
It's just so, it just goes into your bones.
Yes.
It's not like the humid heat like we get, where you just want to jump in a pool. You just want to jump in cold water.
Yeah.
There, it's a different kind of heat.
It is.
And it's constant.
And it's just so warm.
Consistent, like, though.
Yeah. Remember a couple summers ago, we had plus 38 here in Alberta, and so many people were like, oh my God, it's so hot. And you and I were going, they brought Arizona
they
to
did.
Us.
That's exactly what I was saying, because I was like, no, I'm not complaining. We couldn't go back. Like, we didn't go back to Arizona.
Yeah.
We had sold this little park model that we had there, and we were renting it out. And whoops. Yeah. Anyway, getting excited just talking about Arizona.
I know. And the hands are going now.
French. What can I tell you? But the, we had really awesome heat.
Yes.
A good heat, just like Arizona. So yeah, it felt like we were back there without having to go there.
Yeah, exactly. So when we were there, there was a few winters where it got a little cooler, like January, February.
The evenings were cool. We used to have to sit around a little, if we wanted to, a little propane.
Yeah, propane fire
pit or whatever.
But we had one of those pop-up tents, and it had a vent up the top. Mm. So we would... if it was a little too cool, we'd go in that tent, had our propane fire in there, and it was so cozy. And then you'd walk out and go, when you had to go back in the motorhome. But
what was it about the critters there? Which critters did you like? Oh, which didn't you like?
Well, because it was winter time there, you go hiking out in the desert. I never saw a snake, but one hiking group I went with one time, there was a big snake in underneath a shrub, but there was, because you can pack a piece in Arizona,
a piece.
There was always one person in the group that had a gun. And for that reason.
Yeah, I've never gone on these tours.
So either. To just in case you yeah. ran into a snake.
Yeah.
One hike, a tarantula, but it was yeah. it had been squished by a vehicle. Oh, so okay. it was dead. Even. And that was the only way I want to see a tarantula. Squished and dead. Yeah.
Are you a country music fan?
Because we have a new country song called Starting Tomorrow.
It's for all you procrastinators out there, including ourselves.
That's right. And the track is available on all digital platforms, and it's been available as of February 23rd. So go on out there and listen to our new song called Starting Tomorrow.
My two, critters, the ones I really loved were the crickets at night.
Loved it.
I could sleep like a baby. They'd yes. sing to me. And then there was the, the cuckoo birds? They call them cuckoo birds, but I think they're lovebirds. They call them
I think doves. They're called both. Yeah, so kind doves of a or doves something. Or whatever. Those, yeah. I love them.
But in the morning, at yeah. like 6 in the morning.
Whatever. Yeah. I know, we sound
like, could you please stupid. Let me sleep in? But at night is when I yeah. really, truly, I mean, growing up on the farm, frogs were my thing.
Yes.
I could go to sleep with the sound of frogs croaking. They weren't dying, but they
yeah.
were just like,
but know, they were croaking. Yeah.
but crickets just have this, I did it just.
Oh, I know. Them. The first time we came down with you and to visit you guys yeah. down there and yes. left the window open and my husband and I said, oh, that is noisy. I don't think we're ever going to fall like asleep. At first, we thought we're not going to fall asleep with the sounds of these crickets.
Oh, no.
Well, before you know, it's morning. And so we were like, oh, my God. Like, we really did enjoy listening to the crickets. So now, like, even when we listen to stuff over our little speaker yeah. and going to sleep at night, a lot of times crickets. We listen to crickets because it yeah. puts us to sleep. I love the sound of crickets
yeah.
and frogs. So and frogs, we're back yeah. in Alberta, you know, when it's springtime and then frogs are out. Yeah, yeah. You need to hear them all.
There were also some scorpions.
Yes, I only saw one. How many did you see?
We actually got to our park model one time and there was one in the sink alive. Oh. And it was a big one. We still don't know how it got in because maybe under the park model into the sink,
up the
pipes.
Oh, yeah.
Still don't know. It was a big guy, so big.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they're just like their little claws. They're just like, oh boy, they just
want waiting. To yeah.
chew on you. But we've seen a few.
I saw one.
And yeah. you should never be like, leave your shoes at night, like outside.
Right.
Because you might have a surprise
in the morning. Yes.
It's a natural.
Yeah.
Clippers in there.
You know, I think about that day we were recording a video. We were in Arizona and it was a beautiful day and tequila was flowing.
It was always
it's always a beautiful day and the tequila was pretty much always flowing. Mm-hmm. And we wrote a song called Tequila Christmas.
Oh yes.
So we have written a Christmas song.
We have.
Yes.
And correct.
So we were out on the pad there and we had the music playing. I have a keyboard that we're playing and we were walking around barefoot that day. I remember because you commented, oh, my feet are so black.
Well, that and I was there's a line in the song about our flip-flops.
Yes. Yeah.
So I took them off and I was like, you know, smacking them, whatever. Yeah. Walking around barefoot.
Yes. But at the same time, they were going around spraying because.
That's right.
Right. We were.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and we were recording that video. So it took us we don't ever plan things. We just, you know, let's wing it. And we were doing it with that video that day and we were winging it. And it took us about 13
Lucky
takes.
13.
Yeah, but I think everybody in the rest of that park was ready to clomp us one, like, shut up.
I think they knew the lyrics by heart by the time. They knew it better than we did probably.
Yeah, but they knew they were having fun listening to us because we were just drinking tequila and singing this song. We have to drink tequila when you're singing a tequila Christmas song. Yeah,
tequila.
Yeah, Christmas, so especially. That video is on our YouTube channel as well. So,
and you know, I couldn't believe I felt like Johnny Fever in that one because I was grabbing this bottle to go along with the song and
Prop Girl.
The more I drank, the faster, like, reflexes were awesome.
They were. Wasn't yeah. I? Yeah, yeah. Like, I you were pro. On. Yeah.
I was a hero.
I think it took a whole bottle that day. But, you know, talking about favorite vacations, that's where together we've had great so vacations in Arizona. We've gone, there's some, they dammed the Colorado River, and then wherever they dam it, then there's lakes. So there's a couple of lakes that we would go to. We go to boating, Saguaro Lake, yes. And then the other one's not coming to mind right now with the name of it, but we would go boating on there. And it's just, they're kind of in a canyon. So it's so cool. Being prairie girls, right? Yeah. Not prairie dogs, prairie girls. It's, you go to lakes out in the prairies here, other than the mountains, but most times for us, it's a lake and it's flat. You know, there's nothing else around. So it's kind of like, water and land for miles, right? So to go to a lake in Arizona where it's in a canyon and there's all these cacti and different, you know, just desert shrubs and everything, and be out in a boat. And then even my husband and I, a few years later, when we got into kayaking with some other friends, we would go kayaking on those lakes, and we loved it.
You would think, I mean, I would always think that a desert, you know, like...
No water.
Half an hour away from me. So that lake.
It was.
So beautiful.
Yeah. I never thought I'd like the desert, but man, oh man, the heat was just awesome. And being able to just drive a half an hour to a lake and go boating or kayaking or just hang out by the water. They had a lot of picnic areas there and stuff. We went side by siding one time out in the desert, you know, like that. That's a huge thing out there.
I've never
for sand duning.
We never did that.
Never did that. Oh,
something on my
in your list. Bucket list. Yes. List. Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of ties into my other vacation type of thing, you know, like we got this older motor home. So going camping, like I could live in that thing, you know, my boots would not fit, my shoes and my stage clothes would never fit in there. But I mean, just to go out and camp for a couple nights, love it. Just love it.
And you guys boondock, you go out and you go, you don't go into a campground. You guys just go out and you go to leased land.
Yes.
Yeah. And people don't know that in Alberta, you can actually go on leased land you can park there, and you're allowed so many days or whatever that you can do that on leased land. You can also do it in Arizona. A lot of people boondock there as well. My husband and I never really boondocked, because if we were there, like if he was there full time all the time, I think we would have tried it, you know, but because he wouldn't leave me alone out there in the desert.
It's like he's sound right.
Again, he's French.
Doesn't the guy have any control? What the
hell? Yeah, but you can boondock. And so if you don't know what boondocking means, it's where you go without power and you have whatever's in your water tank, that's what you got for however many days. And you got a boondock shower, they call it. You just run the water, you wet yourself, shut it off. And
you wet yourself.
Now I'm wetting myself. He can't keep his hands on me yet. Yeah.
I pick up on these things.
Get yourself soaked down with water and then you shut it off, and then you soap yourself up, and you use paper plates or whatever. You conserve water while you're boondocking, and you don't use power as much.
Well, we have a generator.
If you got a generator.
Generator, you can have all the...
But that runs off gas, so diesel, so you got to watch how much you use the generator,
for
too.
For 2 nights, it's all
good. It's all good,
Yeah, we've never really gone, like, weeks on end or anything like that, just on a weekend. And that's the fun stuff, is just to have a campfire afterwards and, you know, be by a lake.
After what?
Now you're catching up with me. I love camping.
Yeah.
I love camping.
I do too. I like to go out. I don't mind the campgrounds. Actually, the size of motorhome we have right now, we have to stick to campgrounds. And we have to stick to campgrounds that have, like, pull-throughs. And we can't do provincial campgrounds because it's too small and our motorhome is way too big. So, but when we do get a smaller one, then we plan to go to more
places.
You're
going to love it.
I don't, it's hard to, you know, once you go big, it's hard to downsize. So I'm used to all the big space, but I can do it just for a couple of days.
I have to say, there's a lot of people that would, they like to still go tenting.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There's pretty modern tents out there.
Yes.
I'm not so much a tenter anymore either. But yeah,
I have to crawl around in it.
I don't like to wake up with, I mean, I can rough thing. I can handle roughing it, no toilets and, you know, call your own water.
You can be like a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Go poop in the woods.
Won't be the damn first time. Gosh, a hillbilly, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's fun because you go back home and have running water.
Oh,
you really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a little bit more, roughing.
Those amenities. Yeah. Having those just at the, you know, a turn of a tap or whatever. Yeah.
No, I love it.
Oh. Yeah, and you guys go out to the mountains and you just go out wherever, and like where I'd be like the chicken shit of that.
We even go without any white, like no signals.
Jesus. Yeah.
We said we probably should not be doing that anymore. Maybe get one of those
boosters.
Yes.
Yeah, a booster so just in case something happens. Yeah. Yeah. But well, if you got your location guy on there on your phone, then they can still find you. Yes.
Yeah, yes, that's
they
right.
can still find you. Yes.
Sometimes but we don't want.
Well, that's why I was just going to say that's why you're on vacation so that you don't get found and you're by yourself. Yeah. So where else have we gone? We covered Hawaii, Mexico, Arizona. Yeah.
Where would you want to go?
Where would I want? Gone? Oh, that's a good question.
I know
yes.
I want to.
Yes. I think we want to go to the same place, but one another place my husband and I really want to go to Spain.
Spain?
Yes.
Italy. It's like, oh my God.
Yes.
The pizza, the wine.
Mm-hmm.
They have the wine.
Yes.
The wine.
The wine. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So, and just the food and everything. And I know other people have gone to Italy and they just like, if you think, if you live in Canada and you're familiar with the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia, it's very much like Italy. That's why a lot of Italians have moved there, and they are wine.
They're vineyards?
They are vineyards and they're wine owners. Yeah,
yes.
They're winers. They're winers. And because it's much like around Tuscany and in Italy.
Tuscany.
Yeah, but I've known some people who've gone to Tuscany and they go, there's no comparison. Like Tuscany's so beautiful.
Yes.
So just the things there. So so Spain is on my list. Italy. I'd love to go to Italy as well because of that for wine.
Oh, Texas.
Texas. Yes, that's another thing on the list because of the country music there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also like southern Texas where it's on the ocean.
Yeah.
So
those are two on the bucket list.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel very fortunate that I've been able to travel so much and same with you. You know, there's a lot of people don't get that opportunity, I guess. And some people don't like to travel, you know, they don't want to get on a plane or whatever.
Well,
but
some people are very comfortable just to stay home and do their thing and be around their families, you know. My family's pretty much all grown up and my granddaughters are older, but for me,
we've got that gypsy in us.
Gypsy,
and
I think so.
And we like to see how other people live and just explore and sometimes new songs come out of that too, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, like I said before, traveling and driving, it just feeds my creative juices and it seems like come up with a lot of stuff.
Right.
Out of boredom sometimes.
What about on the plane?
Planes?
No, you put your earplugs in, you put your little eye mask on and you're out.
I try. I do. That's probably because our lives are so busy.
That's
about the only time to just like Lulu.
Yeah, exactly.
But going back to Italy, I was watching a documentary about their, I think it was a traveling, this guy would go around all the restaurants and try out their different foods.
Yes.
And he was in Tuscany.
Yeah.
And the people there, they just are relaxed. They'll have their wine with every meal.
Mm-hmm.
And they take life so much
a slower pace. Yes.
Different kind of rush.
Exactly. Right. Same thing about Spain. The friends of ours that have been there, that they just say it's on a slower pace. Mm-hmm. Also, you go for fish and chips. They actually cook the fish at a restaurant. Mm. This is at a restaurant. They cook the fish on an open fire.
Oh, that's got to be good.
And he said, you'll never, fish and chips is never the same after that.
Well, I mean, when we go camping, and basically, I mean, we have a propane stove, you know, in the motorhome.
Yeah.
But I mean, we end up cooking by the fire just because of the taste.
Like exactly.
The corn on the cob, mm-hmm. and potatoes.
Steak.
And everything, like just the flavor. So I could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so good.
It would, wouldn't it? Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, food. Yes. Well, we have traveled many places, but we still have many places to go to and explore. So let us know in the comments, where have you traveled to? What's your favorite place? And where do you want to go? And places that we've talked about, maybe you've been there as well. And some of your experiences there, let us know in the comments. And once again, thank you for listening to Sugar and Spice. Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's Sugar and Spice podcast. We really appreciate you listening. We'd also appreciate if you could follow us on our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And please provide comments of how you've enjoyed this wonderful podcast. We'd like to have fun, and we'd like to have our listeners have fun along with us.